Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt.
Our guest is Kit Jukes, head of foreign exchange research at Societe Generale in London. Kit, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, we're still sort of reeling over here at that Friday jobs report, which showed many, many fewer new jobs than economists were predicting. Is that a one-month phenomenon?
Time will tell. I think, you know, I think it's a reminder, though, that, you know, the U.S. economy is growing, but much more slowly than people have been used to over the last decade. So, you know, this jobs report, 120,000, that's about a 1% increase in employment, enough to keep the economy growing at something faster than 1% and a good bit slower than 2.5%, and keeping the unemployment rate probably stabilizing around these levels. So, you know, new normal, slow growth, low rates for as long as you can see, and I think that's the picture we'll get. Now, I you know, we might get a bounce back in the employment data next month to be a little bit stronger, but you know, I think we should get used to growth in employment being fairly modest.
Well, do we know what's going on within the labor market? I mean, are more and more people just dropping out?
So at the moment, more and more people are dropping out, and people are dropping out. There's no wage growth, so there's no pressure. There are people falling out and finding other things to go and do. You know, maybe going back and studying. Maybe, you know, there's a that there's certainly more of a gap breaking up between people. You know, older people not coming back. Well, women to some extent sort of staying out, and just people getting disillusioned with the labor market. I think that would improve were the pace of job creation to pick up. So, you know, if there were lots and lots of jobs on offer, if we were at 300,000 a month, I think, and the unemployment rate was falling and wages were picking up, I think people would come back pretty quickly. But, you know, with this tepid pace of job creation, it's not very encouraging. It's not a big incentive to a lot of people.
Well, does the unemployment rate stay above 8%? I mean, right through Election Day?
I think it probably, maybe, I would hope it would get just below 8%, but round about there. It's not going to go on falling at the pace it was at. You know, we need to create a good bit more than 120,000 jobs a month to get it to go down at all. So it'll probably stabilize here. In my mind, 8% in the second half of this year. You know, let's put it at 7.9 or something when the election takes place. But it's not going to be anything fancy, and it's not going to be down to those kind of under 7% rates at which we can point about. But, you know, start even talking about the Fed hiking rates for many, 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 many more months.
Okay, so that'll extend this period of slow growth, high unemployment, low interest rates to what, four years, 5 years, 6 years?
I'll go six at least for starters. I can't see the U.S. economy generating. I think if you want to take a positive view, and you know, a certain amount of positive feeling would be, the longer we do this, the longer we don't get, you know, a resumption of the European crisis, a hard landing in China, something else, you know, a crisis in the Straits of Hormuz with oil prices spiking higher. The longer we trundle along at this disappointing rate, the better it is, in the sense that eventually you'll start seeing corporate America feel itself a little bit more confident to spend some of that enormous cash pile that needs to get spent on new capital spending, new investment, new factories, new employment, and that's when the economy can change gear. So I think we have to go through a period of things not getting worse before, in order to create the conditions for a capital spending recovery and for investment and then an acceleration in growth. So I'm not overly pessimistic. I just think that at this stage, this is the best we can do, and we need to avoid any accidents.
Well, we keep hearing that business is sort of on hold just because everything's uncertain. The things clear up a little bit with healthcare reform and the tax cuts that are set to expire at the end of the year.
They clear up a little bit, but the thing that needs to clear up most of all is only this, you know, just a period of things not going wrong. If you think back to last year when the European crisis flared right up again at the beginning of the summer, and then we started getting very worried about a more severe downturn in China, and at that point the U.S. economy started to lose momentum again to some degree, and then so it's, you know, we need to build the foundations of recovery and then not have an accident. Say that the ones that stand out aren't American. They're oil and events in the Middle East. They're China and they're the European crisis flaring up. And, you know, it's maybe tried, but we just need a bit of good luck to say, you know, that if we get 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months of nothing going wrong, even if nothing happens and it's quite dull on the surface, I think that's what makes businesses turn around and say, okay, I know there's a recovery. I can see it happening. It's not a great recovery, but I should be taking advantage of the low interest rate environment that I have in order to build another factory, expand my production, do whatever it is I do.
Well, is there a case for investing in the U.S., Kit?
Yes, there is, in the sense, look, I mean, A, there's a case for investing in the U.S. because there is growth. B, you know, there is the valuations of some assets aren't bad. I mean, I wouldn't think there's much of a case for investing in a two-year note yield that's at 30 basis points. That's not getting my blood pressure up. But I actually think the U.S. equity market long-term still looks okay because, you know, at these level of interest rates, I think companies can make a profit still. You know, there's no wage pressure, there's no interest rate pressure. And if employment slows down, funnily enough, you'll get economists revising their productivity forecasts higher eventually.
Kit Jukes, head of foreign exchange research at Societe Generale, on the line from London.
You can listen to Bloomberg The First Word weekday mornings at 5 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM satellite radio channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.